We obviously wish Global Witness well. We obviously share a lot of their frustrations and with the Kimberley process, and I think a lot of the issues that they raised about Zimbabwe are ones which we would agree with fully. I think that the difference in opinion is more that we do see some elements of the Kimberley process which are worth working on, particularly the fact that there is a U.S. chair next year and they've made a fairly strong commitment to reforming the KP. But that said, I think that the coalition, as you know, met recently in Brussels, and we'll be communicating some of the outcomes of that meeting tomorrow. But I think the outcome, or the main thing that I would want to say from that, is that the coalition has also recognized that it has to be engaged in parallel initiatives as well beyond the Kimberley process. The Kimberley process is a necessary thing, but it's insufficient in terms of being the sole way to both regulate the flow of illegal diamonds and also to stop violence in diamond-producing areas.
Do you think this is going to be a trend within the NGOs in the Kimberley Process Coalition?
Well, I think that even within the KP coalition, I think there's people who see very much this year as being one to engage with the Kimberley process on. But I think that if, at the end of this coming year with the U.S., if there is not forward movement on very serious and structural reforms in the Kimberley process, then I think the coalition will very much be reconsidering its options. I think this is a window of opportunity for the Kimberley process. I think that it's the crisis in the Kimberley process is such that it has become an opportunity for reform, structural reform, and I think if that is missed by the Kimberley process, then I think that will be not only an opportunity lost, but I think it will also signal the chance or the time for other people, other NGOs to move on.